In the midst of a presidential election, I think that particular issue became a symbolic one. Folks in one of the party wanted to portray environmentalists and people concerned about energy as somehow out of the mainstream, as somehow attacking our way of life. Maybe a way of thinking about it as people who drive SUVs and have motorboats are being vilified. And that struck a chord with people, and I understand that. Politics is an emotional and symbolic endeavor. So I think a lot of people were chanting drill, baby, drill because of an underlying cultural politics, not because they had thoroughly considered the implications of oil drilling for us here in the state of Florida.
While many of this year's midterm election campaigns are intensely partisan, the disaster in the Gulf has challenged conventional political wisdom. Now, according to a poll released yesterday, 57% of Florida Republicans support drilling off Florida's coasts, a number that is down from 80% last year. After flying over the oil slick Thursday, top Republican state legislators said they want to permanently table the idea of opening up state waters to oil exploration. While some Democrats question their motives, Fitzgerald said the economic impact of the spill may turn drilling from a political battleground into one that's economic.
Now we're in a different place. That campaign is over. Now we're thinking about what is good for Florida. And suddenly this becomes not a symbolic issue, but a bread and butter issue that affects our lives. Not a football, but something real. And I think that you're seeing it turn from being a partisan issue to being one that cuts across party lines. We see opposition to this drilling proposal among environmental groups, but among chambers of commerce around the state, among small business communities, among surfers, among all kinds of folks. People are really focusing now on what does this mean for us and how does it affect our pocketbook.